Hello and welcome to She Makes News. It's Friday, March 8th. I'm your host, Kimberly Finesse, and this is your weekly wrap-up for regional women in Australia. We start today's show with the announcement of AgriFutures Rural Women's Award winner for Victoria.
But there is one winner, and so I'd like to announce that the 2024 Vic AgriFutures Rural Women's Award winner is Grace Larson.
Paediatric nurse and first aid crusader, Grace Larson, has been named this year's Victorian winner for her commitment to providing rural parents with first aid training, who often go without due to barriers such as distance and affordability. Grace said it was a surreal feeling to have her name called out at the event in Melbourne on Monday night.
Like, it was really surreal. I was sitting there really happy where I'd gotten to, and I didn't expect to be named the winner. Probably caught a little bit off guard, even though you probably think that's very strange for somebody who's put themselves into that competition. But obviously an incredible honour, and the other finalists, their projects are just so amazing as well, and they're incredible people. So just to know, you know, the calibre of other people that were named finalists, I can't imagine the hard job that the judges would have had deciding on the winner. Incredibly honoured.
Grace co-founded the Sisterhood Project in 2022. The not-for-profit organisation aims to deliver accessible first aid and health literacy training into rural and remote communities where children are most likely to die from preventable accidents and injuries. As part of the AgriFutures Rural Women's Award, Grace received a $15,000 grant from Westpac, which will go towards developing an automated computer program to connect first aid providers with organisations and people in need. The money will also fund 90 first aid courses across Victoria for disadvantaged families.
Well, with the Sisterhood Project, what we're really hoping to do is to be able to reach as many parents and carers as possible across Australia. So what we'll be doing with the $15,000 grant from Westpac is we'll be using that to help make our services more accessible for people anywhere. So essentially, if you live in the middle of Australia and you've got a group of people in a rural or remote area that you think could use basic first aid training, you'll be able to hopefully access that through our website, and we can match you with a provider and then make it go as far and as wide as possible, as quickly as possible, to really start making an impact on kids' lives across Australia.
This is the second year Grace has been a part of the awards process, having been named a Victorian finalist in 2023. Grace said she wanted to take what she'd learnt through the awards process last year and present it in a different way, knowing the positive impact the grant would have on improving health outcomes for rural families.
I asked a few different people who are involved with the award, you know, because they really do encourage you to try again if you haven't been successful. And they basically said, you know, if you felt there was more that you could get from the award, then you should throw your hat in the ring again. And I really reflected on that, and I thought, you know, was there anything else I could get from it? And what I realized through going through it the previous year was it had really helped me evolve myself in this process. And I know that my aims really are to do with the project, but what I realized was the way that I present it is so vitally important. So I wanted an opportunity to present all the information again and do it in a different way. Take everything I'd learned the year before and have another go, essentially.
Grace will now go on to represent Victoria at the national announcement in Canberra later this year, where the national winner will be awarded an additional $20,000 and the national runner-up an additional $15,000. Now, I couldn't think of a better day to launch our new show than today, being International Women's Day. There are quite a few events being held across the country, including an event specifically for young women. Ruby Reithmuller, founder and director of Womankind, is hosting an International Women's Day event this Sunday at Palm House in Sydney's Botanic Gardens. A sellout crowd of 90 young women aged 13 to 26 are expected to attend Becoming, an event organised to empower, support, uplift and instill hope in our current and future leaders.
I am so excited for this event. We're actually welcoming 90 young women aged 13 to 26 to the Palm House in Sydney, and they're going to hear from six incredible speakers. We've got everyone from Kat Clark, who was the 2022 TikToker of the Year. She has over 7 million followers, which I can't get my head around. We also have Minister for Youth and Mental Health and a bunch of other incredible speakers. So yeah, these young people will come, they'll hear from speakers, they'll be able to connect with like-minded young people, enjoy a beautiful lunch, and just feel really inspired on International Women's Day.
The concept of organising an International Women's Day event for young individuals emerged from Ruby's experiences of frequently being the youngest person in the room.
I really wanted to come up with this idea for an event which is called Becoming a Womankind event, because over the years I've been so fortunate to be invited to some incredible International Women's Day events. And I often found that at those events, I was one of the youngest women in the room, which just didn't feel right for me. And I think so often in those conversations, we're talking about how the younger generation are our current and future leaders. So for me, it felt so important to actually give those young people a seat at the table, which is why I really wanted to create this event. And we're bringing people together from all over the place. Obviously, this is our first big event happening in Sydney, but we've got over 30 young people coming from regional areas, which we've sponsored, and other small businesses have sponsored their places at the event. And we already have plans to bring this event to the country in coming years. I think of that quote, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And I just really want these young people to feel something, whether it's hope, whether it's safety, whether it's feeling like they're not alone in something, or that they can, you know, reach their goals or overcome their challenges. I just really want them all to leave feeling like they are supported, they are enough as they are, and that as women, the more that we come together and have these conversations and lift each other up, the better we're all going to be for it. And also for the younger people who follow in our footsteps, it's so important for us to pave the way so that we can be those role models having those important conversations.
Womankind is on a mission to close the gap in effective support and mental health education for teenage girls. 100% of profits from the event are going towards providing young people living in regional, rural, and remote locations with access to the Womankind app, which is a first of its kind social wellness platform.
100% of the profits from the Womankind event on Sunday are actually going towards funding young people who live in regional, rural, and remote communities with access to our app, the Womankind app, which is a first of its kind social wellness platform that we designed and developed in consultation with over 400 young people from across Australia. And young people can do so much on that app, everything from asking questions either as themselves or anonymously. They can explore hundreds of blogs that we have curated with our mentors who are all qualified in mental health first aid training alongside our network of allied health professionals. They also get sent a daily quote notification, and they can really easily access the details of other organizations or services that can also support their mental health. So it's a really kind of holistic approach to well-being and mental health, and it's very much in that intervention and prevention space as opposed to the crisis management, where we're really trying to encourage young people to join that community, which now has thousands of young people, regardless of the presence or absence of a mental illness.
As a 26-year-old, Ruby said International Women's Day is important to create space and have conversations where young people can look up to those who have already walked the path.
I think International Women's Day means more and more to me every year, the more that I learn about how important it is for us as women to come together to celebrate the, I guess, milestones that we've hit, but also acknowledge and have the conversations around where we need to improve on equality so that all women have access to everything they need to thrive in life. And I think as a young woman and being in a community that empowers thousands of younger women than me, it's just so important to create spaces and conversations where young people can look up to those who have already walked the path that they have and feel really empowered, really inspired, and I don't know, just really recognizing that their potential and their power is limitless.
And carrying on our theme of events, Motherland, a national charity supporting rural mums, celebrated its first national conference with a star-studded lineup. It was a rockstar reception for 250 rural women who travelled from every corner of the country to attend the two-day event in Launceston, Tasmania. Motherland founder and CEO Stephanie Trethewey said the conference celebrated rural motherhood, reduced isolation, and enabled women to fill their cups with an incredible lineup of speakers and sessions focused on emotional well-being and mental health.
I was floored. We had women come all the way from WA, the Northern Territory, Northern Queensland, literally everywhere. Some mums literally took 3 flights to get here. We covered the entire country. It was just magic.
Steph, who was named this year's Australian of the Year for Tasmania, is on a mission to connect and celebrate rural mums across the country. Taking the stage was an incredible lineup of speakers featuring Olympic gold medalist and television presenter Gian Rooney, best-selling author and leading parenting educator Maggie Dent, 2 times world parasurfing champion Sam Bloom, who is the inspiration behind the number one global box office hit Penguin Bloom, and journalist and author Jessica Rowe.
So many highlights. Maggie Dent was extraordinary. She was hilarious. All the speakers were amazing. But I think that my biggest moment was 11 p.m. on the dance floor. These rural mums, just so much joy, yelling at the DJ to play one more song, just to see them smile, laugh, and do something for them to get them off the farm, I think is by far the biggest highlight of the conference, is seeing them do that for themselves.
The event marks another milestone for Motherland and the growing impact of the charity. Motherland's popular podcast has been downloaded nearly 900,000 times, and Motherland Village, Australia's first online rural mothers group program, has connected over 240 women to personalised support groups in the past 2 years.
Technology these days is amazing. We have podcasts, we have online communities, we have all these things, but it is so rare we get together physically on a big scale to celebrate each other and connect. So this was a moment for our community to physically meet for the first time, to celebrate, to hug, laugh, cry. It sort of closes the loop on that digital connection.
And the big question, can we expect a repeat event?
You'll be one of the first to know when we announce it, Kimberly. But look, at the moment, it's still raw. We will definitely be doing it again. I can safely say it's just a matter of when, not if. And I think we'll be heading to other states, which I think will be exciting to expand it beyond Tassie, take it to the mainland and go bigger and better.
2 South Australian brands known for their dedication to promoting Australian agriculture and quality materials have collaborated together to create an exquisite children's knit. The idea for the collaboration arose during a chance encounter at the South Australian AgriFutures Rural Women's Award announcement last year between Simone Kane, founder of George the Farmer, and the 2017 national runner-up for the AgriFutures Rural Women's Award, and Emily Riggs, founder of Iris and Wool and a South Australian state finalist for the awards in 2023. Simone said their meeting at the awards sparked a conversation about their shared passion for agriculture, marketing, and collaboration, ultimately culminating in the creation of this unique children's knit.
I was at the Rural Women's Award announcement in South Australia last year, and Emily was one of the finalists. And I went up and spoke to her after. I've followed her journey for quite a while now and was really inspired by her products and wanted to reach out and say good day and congratulations. And it wasn't long into speaking with her that we realised we had quite a bit in common. You know, we're creating our own products. We've got our own businesses in retail. We both have a love of the land. And we started tossing around the ideas around having a collaboration, which I thought was perfect. We're both creatives, so we've brought together a few ideas. We tossed around a few different designs. We weren't necessarily going to go with a knit that looked like George the Farmer. I wasn't really sure if it was going to look too costumey. So Em brought her design ideas and, yeah, I mean, my background's design as well. So we tossed around a few ideas together, kept going back and forth, a few iterations of the designs. Obviously, Emily has that background of working with the wool and knowing how, you know, the jumper's going to sit the best and with a certain design. And then from that, I actually did the graphic design work on the swing tags and the neck labels and did all the communications around releasing a media release and the e-newsletter content and things like that. So yeah, it was a great collaboration.
Simone has experience with partnerships and collaborations and believes the most important factor in a successful collaboration is shared values.
I think for a collaboration to be successful, you need to have the same values. You don't necessarily have to have the same vision at all, but I think the same values are really important. And to have, you know, your target audience, I guess, for there to be some sort of crossover, because who my audience generally is, I mean, my audience are children, but really they're grandparents and parents. So for them to then see value in the other collaborators' products as well is really important. Obviously, our followers love agriculture, love the land, love the farm, love Australian made and produce wool. So Emily was a natural fit because she's, you know, regionally based. She's a woman in business and she's producing these beautiful products that are for children as well.
Simone encourages more rural businesses to seek out collaborations that can further enhance their brand.
Definitely more rural businesses need to collaborate. I mean, it's just such a perfect way to cross-pollinate your audiences with other brands that they really enjoy and be appreciative of being introduced to. I think it's great. It's just so mutually beneficial. It doesn't really have to cost anything at all. It's a really, really great way to further enhance your brand.
Emily's label, Iris & Wool, is now in its eighth season and recently stocked at David Jones. As a mother of two, Emily has always admired the educational mission of George the Farmer brand. Emily says, collaborating with Simone on this project has been incredibly rewarding. Together, we're not only creating beautiful fashion, but also inspiring children to learn about agriculture and appreciate the beauty of Australian merino wool. Crafted from premium Woolmark certified Australian merino wool, the children's knit embodies the spirit and look of George the Farmer. The limited edition piece is available exclusively online at Iris & Wool and George the Farmer. You'll also find it in their retail stores in Burra and Panola, South Australia. And now for some headlines. Dunns Creek local Mia Ryan is making it easier for farmers to say howdy to their next partner. New dating app, Howdy, is an Aussie first for rural singles. Mia saw firsthand the gap in the dating market for the rural sector, and because she herself was unable to make a true connection with a fellow farmer. Award-winning author Madeline Dickey has launched her fourth book, Some People Want to Shoot Me, a biography she wrote with Kimberley Region Aboriginal leader Wayne Bergman. Madeline lives in a remote Northern Territory community and is well known for her debut novel, Troppo. A local business in Mount Shank has launched the region's first ever yoga retreats in a step forward for Limestone Coast wellness tourism. With the next closest yoga retreats taking place more than 220 kilometres away in the Grampians, the launch of Mountain Path Meadows Yoga Retreats is a step forward for the Limestone Coast tourism, helping put the region on the map when it comes to the growing niche of wellness travel. And a couple of social media updates. Something to keep in mind when your finger hovers over the boost button. Apple have just announced a 30% additional charge when using the Facebook or Instagram app to set up and run a Meta ad. Best way to avoid the extra charge on top of your ad budget is to use Ad Center on a desktop. And Facebook, they've given us something extra at no cost. You now have up to 255 characters in the About section for a business page. This is a great spot to expand on what you do, what you offer, and fill it with those keywords to help Facebook's search engine connect your business with the right customer. Thank you for listening to the first episode of She Makes News. It's been a project I've wanted to launch for a very long time. No one has done this before. It will take a moment to get the wheels rolling on a new cycle, and for many of us to put aside that often uncomfortable feeling of promotion and waiting for a journalist to approach us. I invite you to share with me your headlines. I want to hear them. And the easiest way you can do that is through Instagram at shemakesnews or shemakesnews@gmail.com. That's your weekly wrap-up for Regional Women. You'll find links in our show notes for anything that's been mentioned. Stay informed, stay connected, follow us on social media at shemakesnews.